Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Being there for our friends and loved ones who've experienced loss. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We face the painful reality of suicide and the hurting families left behind. Frank Page is a Christian leader, but that didn't spare his family from the deep pain and loss of a daughter taking her own life. He shared the story and reviewed his confidence in God, a testimony he shared in the book, Melissa, A Father's Lessons from a Daughter's Suicide. Neil asked Frank how we can even begin to know the ways to care for others in the long term who've experienced this type of loss.
I think it's very important to recognize that grief does come in waves, and I would love to tell you who told me this if I could remember, so I'll just say someone told me. Grief comes in waves that decrease in time, both intensity and in frequency. I think that's true. I would have to say now in the third, approaching the fourth year, I think that is true, but it never ends. And so be patient with people, because sometimes those waves of grief come in an unbidden way. They just happen in a day. A thought, a song, something happens that triggers a certain memory. Sometimes it's very predictable. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, where there is a missing person at the table. Those are predictable times. And, you can predict and somewhat prepare for that. So when you've got someone who's gone through terrible grief, be patient with them when those unbidden, unexpected times of grief come. And realize it's just going to happen. Maybe less than it used to, but as long as a person is alive, they're going to feel. And as long as a person loves, they're going to feel. And they have to recognize that.
You know, you talk about an area that I could see how difficult that would be, to steel yourself for the inevitable questions about how many children you have. And you actually, you had a point where you said two. Talk about how difficult that was.
I messed up badly, Neil. I was in a social setting. It was in a place I didn't know the people well. It was somewhat awkward. Someone at a table full of people said, "Well, tell us about your children. How many children do you have?" And I said, "I have two." And I proceeded to tell them about my daughters, the surviving daughters. And I'm telling you, whew, I will never do that ever again. And the Lord spoke to me, and I was just so burdened and deeply hurt by what I had done. I felt I had denied my daughter. I thought, I'll never do that again. So I never have since that point. Never will again.